RxMuscle.com brings you After Hours featuring the Whack Pack.
I fucked up.
When the big boss is away, JTP comes out to play.
What do we do?
We get ready. This is After Hours, exclusively on RxMuscle.com, featuring Jimmy Palencia, Pete the Intern, and your host, Jeff the Producer.
Welcome to another episode of After Hours featuring the Whack Pack. This is Jeff the Producer once again filling in for Dave Palumbo, who is currently traveling to the 2012 IFBB Europa Super Show taking place in Dallas, Texas, August 17th and 18th, 2012 at the Dallas Convention Center. All types of stuff going on. As always, the Europa is one of the bigger shows out there, and they always put on a fantastic event. They have all types of challenges, giving away prize money for challenges. They have an obstacle course. They have, of course, the IFBB Pro and NPC bodybuilding, powerlifting, arm wrestling, stuff for kids, karate, strongman, taekwondo, all this types of crap that they got going on over there. It's absolutely amazing. Everyone should try to get out there if you're in the area. And of course, you'll run into Dave Palumbo and the rest of the crew covering from RX. Now, I cannot make this wait. Pete the Intern is definitely in the background. What's up, Pete?
Yeah, what's going on, Jeff?
Pete, this is going to be a big show for one reason. The guy that everyone's been missing for the last 2 weeks and making us feel like that it's been 2 years is finally here with us. He is live. He's at home. He's relaxing. Jimmy, the Iron Bull Palencia, welcome back to After Hours.
What do you mean 2 weeks?
I don't know. It feels like 2 months because, you know, we basically had 2 weeks where we didn't put up a show with you in it, okay? We did record the TV show. Pete, the intern, did edit the radio, TV show, but Dave never got around to putting it up because he's traveling all the time. So for 2 weeks, Jimmy the Bull was not heard on RX Muscle. But now you're back. And like I gotta say, I'm shocked because people are going crazy. They're going nuts that you weren't on the radio. So I'm not even going to talk anymore. Say whatever you want.
I was in the Hoo House in Manhattan. So
they usually have a bad signal over there.
I'm sitting on my fucking face. You think I'm going to answer the fucking phone? Fuck. I was in Lake Joe, man.
Right. You were in Lake George, and you were and the phone just was not getting it. So,
There's no signal up there, man. Where I was, there's no signal.
I actually thought something happened. To be honest,
there was this where I was staying in Lake George. There was this tree. Everybody was climbing up this tree to get a signal with the Verizon phone, man. You couldn't get a signal, man. You had to go up this. There was a small little tree. I had a ladder on it. They were going up this tree. I had to get the signal, man. It looked retarded. All these fucking people were taking turns going up trees.
Oh, that was the only way you could get a signal to call?
Yeah, it was the only way. That was the only spot.
That's hysterical.
Going up that tree about maybe 5-6 foot up, you know, to get a signal. I wasn't going up that fucking tree, man.
Fucking crazy. That's nuts. But you know, you are back, and obviously a couple of things have happened since you got back from Lake George. But you were about to tell a story about something that happened to you. You said you went to TD Bank.
No, you know, what happened was I had to go to the bank today, you know, but I took the fucking 10-wheeler, you know, so it was this afternoon. I had to get there. I wanted to get there before 5 o'clock. It was probably around, you know, 3:45, and I was, you know, running with, this is a queen, so mad traffic. I'm trying to fucking, where I was coming out of the airport plane, I had to, like, try to make a U-ey, right? So naturally, I made a right, try to make a big U-ey to come around back on the Rockaway Boulevard.
Right.
And naturally, I went down right, and the fucking sign says no left-hand fucking turn, right? So now I got to keep going straight all the way into fucking, I don't know where the fuck I was. And finally, I was able to make a left. Then I made a fucking another right. And a left. By the time I got to the fucking bank, it was almost closed. While I was going to the bank, I don't bank there. And I got chased back. This commercial comes on. You know, they're having a celebration. They're opening up their 1300 bank store somewhere. You know, that the TD Bank is great banking and it's friendly and it's, you know, very convenient. Convenient. They close at 4 o'clock, you motherfucker. What do you mean convenient? I just get there. The lady's just about to lock the door. There's one fucking teller, you know, like 50 people in the fucking bank. I'm like, well, you know, I just heard the commercial about friendly service and fast service and convenient. What the fuck? Where is it? I said, you know. So anyway, you know.
And what did they say to you?
Oh, she was laughing. That's all she was doing, was laughing.
Oh, really?
I got to the fucking teller. Like, excuse me, where's the convenience? Where's the friendly service here? I said, you know, I'm fucking over here waiting for 20 minutes. The store, your bank closes at 4 o'clock. You tell me it's convenient. Convenient means you stay up the fucking night so people can get here. You're fucking closing at 4. Fucking Chase closes at fucking 7. You know?
Right. Yeah, well, you know, Chase is a really good bank, and they picked up a bunch of branches over the last few years. But that's like with anything, you know, you kind of, you know, they give you the false impression that, you know, that they're better than what they are, and, you know, then they're just not convenient. So that's pretty weird.
That's my point, though. Like every commercial you hear, it's like we're a bunch of fucking morons out here, you know. they pump everything up, like, you know. This dentist commercial I heard about implants, and I wrote the number down because I got to get implants. But, you know, anyway, you know, come on down. Oh, we're the best, you know, friendly, you know, fast service, you know, you know, all this bullshit, you know. You're a fucking regular dentist office, motherfucker. I don't fucking sugarcoat this fucking bullshit.
When was the last time that you went to the doctor for anything? Like, you know, did you try to fix anything in your your bicep and your arms? You got like any like eye problems? Dentist? What?
I went to the fucking MRI to get an MRI for my back.
Oh yeah, and how did that go?
It didn't go good, man. The guy shoved me in the fucking tube 3 times. I told you the story, right?
No, I don't remember this. Do you remember this, Pete?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I went to the VA hospital and I had to get an MRI. Because my fucking back's been killing me. Actually, since I've been training, my back feels a little better. But yeah. I think when I don't train, my body starts to fall apart. But make a long story short, I went over there. And it's an Indian guy. And he can barely speak English. And he tells me, you know, lay down, you know. They're going to show me this fucking, it looks like a fucking cannon. And, you know, I'm half naked. And my fucking balls are hanging out of this fucking dress they got me in. And they put these fucking headphones on me. You know, it's a white room, a white fucking MRI, white headphones. I felt like I was in a fucking sanitarium. And then the fucking guy's got Johnny Mathis playing on the fucking headphones. You know? So I kept taking the headphones off. So listen, I can't listen to Johnny Mathis, man. I'm flipping the fuck out. You got any fucking Motley Crue or something like that? No, we don't have no, you know, just this is what we have, Johnny Mathis. Well, I don't like Johnny Mathis. I can't fucking listen to Johnny fucking too. It's not going to work. Well, that's how we communicate with the headphones. I said, I don't give a fuck. I said, take the fucking things off then. I don't need to hear nothing. No, it's very loud in there, very loud. I heard fucking grenades going off. I don't fucking give a shit about how loud that fucking thing could be, you know?
Finally, so he's torturing you with Johnny Mathis.
Johnny Mathis was the worst.
Right.
You know?
What was Johnny Mathis' famous song?
I don't know. All I know is that, I guess it was that song Chestnuts, right?
Right, right, right. That's what I was trying to say. So, like, they must have been playing that on Never Ending Repeat because I don't know anything else that he did that was mega popular. I only know it because I used to hear it growing up in my house, so.
On an open fire. Out of here.
Anyway, why are you playing Christmas music in the middle of middle of summer?
All I know is that is the guy, his wife flew. Johnny Mathis got caught cheating. His old lady.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you don't know the story?
No.
Yeah, he was fucking banging some broad. His old lady. She was in the SWAT team. He stood up. He's like, honey. She blew his brains out with a shotgun.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Look at Google.
That's pretty intense. Wow.
Yeah, that's she intense. Shot
him. So all right. So like the guy shoves you in the tube, Johnny Mathis, and then what happens?
Nuts, not the chestnuts. He should have been singing that his nuts were roasting on.
Well, yeah, because nuts. She got blown away. But all right, so it's like he has you in the tube, he's playing this Johnny Mathis, then what happens?
So they, you know, they sent me in the tube, you know, head first. I don't like going in head first. I said, can't we fucking go feet first?
No, that's how you get into the, you know, the MRI, because that's where the device, you know, operates.
What are you talking about?
No, because in order for you to get into the MRI, in order for it to work, they have to put you all the way in so that your whole body is covered, so that, you know, otherwise it won't work. It's like you have to be part of that entire magnetic field except for your feet.
I understand that, Jeff. What I was telling the guy is, I asked him if he could put me in head, feet first.
Feet first, right.
I can't go in head first, because by the time my head gets to the other side, I'm going to feel like I went through fucking 3 miles of fucking drain pipe. I can't fucking do it this way. I said, put me in feet first. By the time my body's all the way in there, just my head's going to go in at the last moment. I think I can handle it, you know?
Right.
If any other way, I'm gonna watch that fucking tube going, you know, because that fucking table goes too slow, man. It don't go.
Yeah,
down.
Very, very slow. It's very nerve wracking. It's like you're being buried alive or something.
You know, I feel like I'm going through fucking like drain pipe, like 3 miles of drain pipe or something. You know, by the time I get to the fucking other end, you know.
So you're actually claustrophobic.
No, you know, I got a little size to me still, you know. So when they stick me in this little tube.
Yeah.
My shoulders were, you know, crunched together.
Yeah, definitely.
You got your hands, you're laying like Dracula, you know, like your fucking hands are crunched. You know? They got the headphones, Johnny Mathis, they stick these stuffy in this fucking tube. I couldn't take it. Yeah, so by the time I got to the end, the guy goes, are you okay? I said, no, get me the fuck out, right? So, they pulled me out. And so the guy, I said, look, because I'm very aggressive. So I said, let's do it again. Same thing. Put me in the tube. Send me through. He's waiting on the other side, the guy. My little head pops out on the other side. He's talking to me, right? He says, you stay here with me? I said, if you talk to me, I'll be all right. Oh, no, he goes, I can't stay. I got to leave. I said, all right. Go ahead. So he left and he closed the bolt door. And that's when I started to fucking yell, tell them to get me the fuck out of here. It was no good. So they came running back in. They pulled me out. I tried it one more fucking time. The guy sent me in the halfway to the tube. I told him, just get me the fuck out. I'm done with this fucking tube. Get me out. Yeah, so they pulled me out.
Man.
So now I got to go to Stony Brook out there. I got to go get an open one. But the open one, I talked to the lady out there. She said it's like you're laying down in between two pieces of white Wonder Bread.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's two big fucking slabs, and it comes
so
down.
So like, off. Yeah, that actually sounds like one of those rooms with like padding that they put psychopaths in, so they can bounce around.
Yeah, I gotta lay on this huge table, and then there's another table comes down on top of you, so you're like in a sandwich.
Right.
I don't know how I'm gonna handle this one, man. I don't know. I gotta take some.
Yeah. Do you ever have an MRI?
No, I haven't actually.
See, Jimmy's like leaving out a couple of things about the MRI, because, you know, he's right. You have to go in head first, and then, you know, they pretty much stretch you down to nothing, right? But Jimmy, you have to take like all this, like everything out of your pockets.
They put like a little fucking poncho on, like a
right.
poncho.
Right.
Your ass is sticking out. Your balls are hanging. You know.
Yeah, the really funny thing about it is that you walk into this room, like, you know, like Jimmy was saying, it was basically a vault, and then somewhere in the room, usually it's like in the back somewhere, there's the actual MRI machine that you get rolled into, okay? Now, Jimmy's also correct. Oh, it was in the middle of the room, yours?
Yeah, it was in the middle of the room, yeah.
Right. So, like, you know, the one I went into, it was in the middle, but it was kind of off to the side also. You know, I guess it was close to where the window is. But basically, it's like a vaulted off room. You know, there goes the machine, and they put you in there. Now, when they put you all the way in, and after the machine starts, you start hearing like knocking noises. It's like, and then all of a sudden you start hearing. And this shit goes on for like a good 5 to 10 minutes. And then every now and then you hear like the guy come on. He's like,
so how you doing today? You feel okay?
And you're like, yeah. He's like,
okay, great. This is 5 more minutes.
And you really feel fucked up. Like you believe that, you know, I have to get out of this thing because I will be buried alive if this shit doesn't stop. Because you're hearing all types of noise. And you don't know what the fuck is going to happen. Right, Jimmy?
Yeah. You know, I basically... You know, you're in this tube, and, you know, all you see is the tube in front of you. It's like fucking like an inch in front of your face.
Yep.
So you got that in front of your face. You got the headphones on. You're muffled. You're stuffed. You're fucked. It's a horrible
pretty
feeling.
Much. Yeah. And if you're even slightly claustrophobic, there's no way that you're going to be able to stay in there for like even a minute. Like the second they start wheeling you back, you'll be like, just get me out. At least you try, Jimmy, you know?
I tried it three times, man.
Yeah, and that was,
when I left there, I was so fucking mad myself because I couldn't do it, you know.
it's like you try to do a set of curls and like you couldn't lift it.
Yeah, you know, because I that's how I'm very competitive with myself, you know. So I just, yeah. Because I couldn't do it, I was so mad, I was, you know, so pissed off. It took me like a good 3-4 hours to calm down. You know, maybe I'll pop down a few beers or something, a couple of shots of Jägermeister before I go, you know.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. I mean, they'll, you know, you probably talk the guy's ear off, but he'll probably love you even more for that. So,
yeah. But
now, why are you getting the MRI? Is it something specific that you're checking out?
My lower back has like been fucking killing me lately. I don't know what gotcha. I did. I lifted this boat up a couple of years ago.
You lifted up a boat?
Yeah, for this fucking girl, man. She was. I told you that story, right?
No, go ahead.
No, she was. I was sitting in the parking lot waiting for the union guy. I had to meet a guy with the truck. He was coming, you know, up the night shift. And I was meeting him. And I was taking the truck. And I was, you know, going to go do the day shift. Anyway, I'm waiting in the parking lot. You know, it was last summer. Well, actually, 2 summers ago. You know, and I'm waiting. All of a sudden, I see this girl pulls in to the parking lot with a truck, and she's got a boat on her back. And she hits the. She comes off the street and hits the. There's like a little hump, you know, the driveway coming into the parking lot. When she comes across that little hump, the fucking boat unhitched.
Oh.
The boat fell. So now the boat is in the street. Our car's in the driveway, and the boat's in the street. So she gets so bored, she's crying. People are beeping. They're fucking driving around and cursing around. You know, I'm watching this for like 10 minutes. And, you know, she was a pretty girl. So I'm saying, nobody's helping this poor girl. You know, and she's 10 minutes she's there. She's on the phone. I can see she's upset. People are just driving around. Because people are animals. You know how it is, Jeff. You know.
Of course.
They just drive around. They beep. They curse at you. You know, hey, can you see the fucking boat is off the hitch, you stupid fucks?
Yeah.
You know? Why don't you get out and help the girl, you fucking
Most people won't. Most people won't, Jimmy. You know that.
Fucking scumbags. They run you down, these motherfuckers, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So finally,
what'd you do?
You know, I said, hey, you know, should I help her? Nah, don't get out of the car, Jimmy. The guys will be here in a minute. Don't sit down. Don't relax. Don't do it. All right. Maybe I'll help him. So I get out of the car. I run over there. I says, "How you doing, man? What's going on?" I said, "You had a little problem here with the boat." "Oh yeah." She says, "He's gonna come with a car jack." I said, "Pull him back." I said, "I'll get it up on a hitchway." "No, you can't. This boat's very heavy." I said, "You know." So I lean down. I grab the fucking hitch. I start to lift this boat up.
Ugh.
The thing weighed a fucking ton, right? I got it maybe 3-4 inches off the ground. I couldn't move it anymore, right? I'm fucking straining my balls off. Obviously, when they loaded the boat, they loaded it too far forward. So the leverage was off.
Right.
Usually when a boat's on a trailer, it's a little light in the front, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyways, I was struggling with the fucking thing, struggling. And then finally some fucking Chinese guy, believe it or not, runs over. He was over there, he was eating an egg roll at the fucking Chinese restaurant. He was watching me from the window. So I put the egg roll down, he come running. Because when he came over, he was still chewing it, right? And he's, you know, jumping on the egg roll, and he came off and he grabbed the hitch. And he helped me lift it, and we hooked on. I mean, I was really like 3-4 inches from the fucking ball on the hitch. Get it, you know. But anyway, Chinese guy helped me. I thanked him.
I asked him another
egg roll? You know, they said he was good. So anyway, after that whole fucking incident, you know, 3-4 days, 5 days later, my fucking lower back started to hurt me.
Oh, man.
Ever since.
So are you able to sit down comfortably, or is there any position you can get into that it feels all right, or is it just messed up?
I notice lately when I'm fucking, it hurts a little bit when I'm in. Maybe because of the bed I'm on. It's a very soft bed. Like, I need to be on something firm. I don't know. I gotta try. You know,
I like firm mattresses too. Wait, you're going to say how often do you get laid, you said?
Maybe once every couple of months. So, you know, when I do it, I like to, you know, give it a go. But,
yeah, you have to time your injuries around, like, how often you have sex, so.
You know, so every once in a while when I get laid, you know,
yeah,
I want to give it the gusto, you know, but the back is hurting now, so it's giving me a problem.
Hey, you know, speaking of getting laid, I was like talking to a good friend of mine. He was having a funny conversation with his girlfriend, and I guess she was just checking in, and he was trying to get it a like give him a blowjob, right? And like I'm listening to this conversation, and during the middle of the conversation, she basically starts talking about
job while he was talking to me.
No. My friend was telling me about this, and like while he's talking to his girlfriend about getting a blowjob, she starts bringing up other stuff. Like she brought up she brought up that she has to go shopping. She brought up why don't you feed the dog? And she hung up on him. Now, you know, I have like a question about this. Like, you know, do you think it's normal in a relationship that you have to ask for sexual favors and that you don't just get them?
It just dawned on me who you talk. I'm so fucking tired.
Oh, you mean you know this guy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we have mutual friends.
That's what happens after fucking 10 years, I guess. I don't know. You know, you gotta make it.
But, boy.
You know.
That's so funny.
Yeah, every time the cock comes up, it's another, you know, you get converted with the, you know, the dogs, you know, they go in the bathroom. Take the garbage out.
Hey, Pete, the last time you asked your girlfriend for a blowjob, did she turn you down?
That's a good question, actually.
Well, are you going to answer it?
I don't usually have to go around asking like that.
What happened, Jimmy?
I said Pete don't have problems with that because he's coached by Jeff Magic.
Oh, really? Is that why?
Well, Magic.
I see. No. You're right. Jeff Magic. John Travolta. You call him.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Right. So you're saying that like Jeff Magic has a method for like getting instant blowjobs?
No fucking way. maybe a guy if we're in a gay club. Maybe you know. That fucking outfit he wears.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, on that sexual note, we got to take a quick break. Thank God Jimmy the Bull is back, so I won't get any more private messages. We got Pete the intern. I'm Jeff the producer. We'll be back in a minute.
This is After Hours with Jeff the producer. 28 High Protein Bread is the official bread of RX Muscle. Are you looking to incorporate more protein into your meals or just want to enjoy bread again? Then look no further. Try the 100% natural P28 High Protein Bread. P28 High Protein Bread is a formulated revolutionary breakthrough product. Packed with whey protein isolate, 14 grams of protein per slice, 12 grams of carbs, 8 essential amino acids, and made with 100% whole wheat. Fear bread no more. Build a better body with P28. Order today at highproteinbread.com. P28 is also now available at bodybuilding.com and many other retailers. Order now, highproteinbread.com. P28 Bread, RX Muscle approved.
Out on the edge of fitness and endurance, there's a line. It's where winners and losers are defined. That's the narrow place where Gamma O gives the serious competitor the extra step. That extra kick nobody knew was there. Gamma O raises your testosterone level naturally and legally. So before you step up to the line one more time, be prepared to bring it with Gamma O, the all-natural testosterone booster. Gamma O is available nationwide at General Nutrition Centers or on the web at GammaO.com.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling pro-anabolics. Methadrol Extreme, Super DMZ RX, Cytostain RX, and E-Control RX with 6OXO. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements. Fusion Bodybuilding makes bodybuilding's strongest supplements, and they're committed to giving back to you. Fusion Bodybuilding not only want to promote the bodybuilding lifestyle, but they also want to help build the sport. Bodybuilding is all they do. It's their obsession. You know the feeling. That's why you're here. Visit Fusion Bodybuilding at FusionBodybuilding.com or join in on the conversation on the Fusion Bodybuilding fan page on Facebook, where you'll find IFBB Pro Q&As, contest giveaways, and nothing but in-depth bodybuilding talk. Fusion Bodybuilding, bodybuilding's strongest supplements. Head over to fusionbodybuilding.com today.
So are you from Australia, paying far too much for supplements with the inflating whey and amino prices? Why not check out the all-new RX Muscle Australia for the latest Australian and worldwide content and coverage? While you're there, check out Bulk Nutrients Supplement Store, the official supplement store for RX Muscle Australia. You can visit Bulk Nutrients at bulknutrients.com.au, your one-stop shop, and also check out the all-new rxmuscle.com.au. RX Muscle Australia, the truth in Australian bodybuilding.
RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Jeff the Producer.
Welcome back to After Hours featuring the Whack Pack. This is Jeff the Producer with Pete the Intern. And that's right, Jimmy the Iron Bull Pelletier is back. And actually, Jimmy the Bull was out of the gym for a little while. But Jimmy, I understand that you finally got back to the gym. And of course, as usual, you're pushing up the same old weights and, you know, doing curls with crazy weights. But, you know, I know you haven't really had a lot of time because of your work. And it's like, you know, kind of taking a lot out of your day. And, you know, you kind of got to come home and do all these other things around the house like a human being. But you still managed to get to the gym. So what was your most recent workout and what kind of weights you've been putting up lately?
Well, you know, like I was telling you earlier, you know, I've been working doubles and triples. This fucking union job's killing me. But the other day I came off, I got out of work. I got signed out around 3:30. I got home by probably like 6 and I was fucking exhausted. I'm up from 3 a.m. And I'm not an early sleeper. I can't go to sleep fucking 9:00. I just can't do it. I just can't, you know, so I usually get fed like, you know, 11. Yeah. And then I got to get up at 3. So I'm not really getting a lot of sleep, you know? So anyway, fuck it. I go to the gym. I says, I got to go to the gym. I fucking got to go to the gym, you know? Because, you know, everything's hurting my body. When I train, my body just tightens up. Everything just feels good. You know, when I don't train, I let a week or two go by, I start falling apart. I mean, literally, everything starts hurting. You know, my fucking knees, my elbows, my fucking balls. Everything's killing me, right? So I said, fuck it, I'm going to the fucking gym. I go take the car, I go straight there. I got fucking diesel all over my pants. I'm probably stinking like a fucking gas station, but I don't give a fuck. I go in the gym, I start doing fucking biceps. I go to the straight bar, I start loading up the dimes. I do dimes now, I put dimes on, you know? I keep putting dimes and dimes and dimes. I had like fucking 8 or 9 dimes on each side. Probably 8 dimes on each side, right? I'm fucking banging out like fucking 7-10 reps with it. You know, I couldn't believe I actually had the strength. You know, I'm getting a good pump. My arms are getting pumped. I said, damn, this feels fucking great. I went over to the dumbbells. I grabbed the hundreds. I'm fucking banging on the hundreds. Wow. The 80s and 60s. Then I sat down on that machine. You're sitting, you know, I was fucking with the rack. I'm fucking cranking out. I mean, I got a fucking really good workout. But being so tired, I couldn't believe it. Sometimes I go to the gym and I have all this energy. I can't wait to get to the gym and I have the shittiest fucking workout.
Right.
You know, I dragged my ass to the gym this time, and I had a fucking great workout. So I don't know, man. Maybe the key is to go fucking dead tired.
I actually think that what it is that, you know, probably, you know, going through the whole day and like not really focusing too much on what you love to do, which is, you know, lifting the weights and lifting, you know, the heavy iron and all that stuff. I think that once you start doing it and after you're warmed up, since you believe it's going to be such a shitty workout, you just kind of concentrate on, all right, whatever, I got to get this thing done. The weights just start flying up because I kind of had that experience today, actually. I was going in to do chest and I was just going to do a pump routine because I was really drained. You know, I wasn't really sleeping right. I had to take care of a lot of stuff early. But all of a sudden, the next thing I know, you know, the weights are feeling pretty light. And I said, well, let me like try this out. And everything was, I probably had one of the best workouts that I've had in weeks. And I was completely drained. I wasn't eating as much as I was supposed to. And I said, but screw it. Today's chest day. I got to get it in. And, you know, I'm glad I did. So.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to do. I was going to do like a pump workout. I was just going to, you know.
There you go.
Go light. You know, just pump up the biceps a little bit, you know. Look at the motions. But as I started warming up and pumping up, the weight was, you know, becoming lighter. So I said, fuck, I started loading more oil. You know, I did that. I was like, loading, you know, before I know it, I was fucking heaving up fucking 200. You know, I was like, holy shit. I can't believe what I was doing, you know?
Yeah.
I got to go to the gym with you, bro.
Yeah, I know. I was I wanted to bring you to my gym anyway, just so we get a workout over there, because I know you like going to different gyms, and you know, just actually, there's a lot of people at that specific gym that I train at. That's fine. That'll be great. A lot of people I know listen to the show, and when I mentioned that you were gonna come in, I just got a text just now from, like, you know, my buddy over at the gym. He goes, please text me and let me know what time the bull is coming in. I want to meet him. So you have, like, fans at my gym who want to meet you because they think you're coming in. And the funny thing is, I just told him yesterday, and he's been texting me nonstop. Is he coming in today? Is he coming in tomorrow? Is he going to come Monday? So everyone's waiting for you to come in. So I think you do got to make a pit stop.
No, I just threw my shit in the car because I know when I get signed out tomorrow, I get in my car and go right to the fucking gym. So I'm thinking maybe I can meet you over there tomorrow.
Good, let's do it. That'll be fun. Hey, Pete, you want to come too?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Maybe you can film the action.
I'm up to, like, either shoulders, tries, or back. That's what I can do.
Cool. So, that's fine. I can get a back workout in. It'll be good.
Maybe we'll do a back workout, man. You up for that, Pete?
Oh yeah, definitely. If you want me to bring the camera too, I'll film some of it.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe Jimmy get a little pissed off. We might need the camera for something else.
Well, if you're gonna bring your camera, then I gotta wear my glitter spandex pants, and I gotta get all dressed up. Yeah.
Do you still have some of the old training gear to use to train in, like from the 80s, like, you know, the spandex and all that?
No, that shit's got the fucking moths ate that stuff up.
No, the moths took it because that'd be like collector's item stuff, man.
Yeah, especially, you know, with my sweaty balls in it, you know, I could probably sell them.
I'm sure you could find a sick fuck on Facebook or, you know, eBay that would definitely gladly take it, trust me.
That's a good idea, Jeff. You know, I'm going to start selling my fucking old G-strings, man.
Why not? I didn't even know you had G-strings that you wore. So.
I used to wear G-strings back in the day. That's
interesting.
I'm going to start an auction.
No. Why did you wear G-strings? I'm curious about that.
You know, one time I was at a bar, right? I was working for Metrex, right? And I was, you know, at the bar drinking. I was with the Frank Zeppi and Tamara. I don't know if you know Tamara. She used to do all the coordinations for Metrex. You know, she actually did a good job.
Okay.
So anyway, Frankie was joking. We were all in the bar, and Frankie's, you know, saying, "Hey, you know, the bull wears fucking G-string, right? You know, like a homo, right?" So all the girls are laughing, you know, and they're like, "Now, don't forget, I'm drinking now, right? You know,
right."
So Tamara and fucking Sharon, all the, you know, Monica, they're all like, "You wear G-strings? You don't wear fucking G-string." I said, "Yeah, I wear fucking G-string, you know, because Frank gave me up, you know." So I'm like, "Yeah, I wear G-string, you know." "No, you don't wear G-string." I said, "I'm telling you, I wear." I said, "You want to see them?" So they go, yeah. I opened my pants, bro. I dropped my fucking pants right at the bar. I mean, like, everybody was in the bar. Fucking families, husbands and wives, you know, I don't know. I had black t-shirt, I dropped my fucking, you know, at that time I used to shave my hair. Fucking jeans. And all the girls, like, their eyes lit up, you know, because I had, you know. And you know, when you wear G-string, your package looks nice, too, because it's nice and, you know, so I had the whole thing together, you know, so they, you know, really, I think it turned them on, actually.
Right. So that's the secret to the G-string is that it makes your cock look bigger, right?
Yeah, because, you know, what it does is, you know, it balls it all up, you know what I mean? Because it's like a, it's kind of like, it's almost like a jock strap, you know?
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so when you put it on, all your shit is there, you know what I'm saying?
You see, I really gotta stop you because I never pictured. You see, I thought G-strings were supposed to be for women, okay? And you know, the reason why that your package is gonna look like that is because there's supposed to be a pussy there. You understand? So it's like, obviously, things are going to look a little fucking different. And I can't even, this is actually disturbing that you're telling me to used to fucking wear G-strings. Now, what I want to know is, I really want to know, why did you wear it? Did you think it was comfortable?
That's a good question. What happened was, One day I ran out of underwear. All my underwear was dirty. So I wore my old lady's underwear, right? And, I was late for an appointment. I had no, all my fucking drawers were dirty. So I threw my old lady's G-strings on.
Yeah.
And, I had them on all day.
Yeah.
I actually liked them, you know? So... I went to the fucking Macy's or whatever, you know, the department store, and they had they actually have men's, you know, they sell men's briefs, you know, G strings. They actually sell them. So I bought a few packs, and I was wearing. I didn't wear them long. I probably maybe wore them for like a year, you know.
Right.
But Frankie always used to fucking joke with me because we used to go to the gym, and I used to change from my jeans to my sweatpants, whatever I was wearing. He used to always make jokes, you know. He used to laugh at me, you know.
Right.
But. When you back in the day when I wore the spandex, I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want underwear lines in my span. You know how tight those fucking things are, right?
Okay, well, not really, to be honest.
Well, yeah, because you never. But I'm saying back in the day we used to wear them,
right?
And I didn't want underwear lines in my spandex. I look stupid. You know? I used to wear the G string, right?
And then, I see.
You know, your package is all balled up in the front there, so the women like that when you walk in, you know.
Oh, God.
You know, your mask got a little jiggle when you walk in, because and the women like that shit.
I'm sure. that's just not... Pete, like, since you have the modern perspective on this, I'm just curious. If you walked around with, like, tight jeans even, okay? You know, forget about spandex. And you know, you wore a G-string, and then you know you're talking to this girl, and then you drop your drawers, and she saw a G-string. Tell me what the reaction would be.
I don't know. It would be a weird, really weird reaction, but I'm trying to figure it out myself. Actually, until Jimmy brought up the fact that he didn't want to see underwear lines, I guess that kind of makes sense for him to wear that, you know. But I still don't think that would fly today at all.
No, I don't wear that today. I wear regular boxer, you know, shorts. You know, when I was younger, you know, I wore them for like maybe a year, you know, then I didn't wear them anymore, you know?
Right. Gotcha.
But, I had fun with them. I'll be honest with you. I'll never forget, I was on a fucking vertical press in the fucking gym, right? And I had my white spandex on with the fucking, with the blue stripes. And I had my G-string on, right? So these fucking broads come over. And they're standing right in front of the vertical press. They're watching me squat. You know, they're watching me do the press.
Oh,
you know?
God.
And, you know, like I said, the G-string, you know, keeps your package tight. So when I lower my legs, my package goes through my legs. You know what I mean? So they were fucking staring at me right in front of me the whole time. And I knew they were. So I kind of thickened it up a little bit more. You know, I was like really... You know, giving it to them, you know?
Oh, God.
Laughing, you know, I did know them, but I mean, like, you know, they were all checking out my ass and my balls when I was doing the fucking, you know, Pete, this is what you got to do. See, you talk about Jeff Magic. You don't know what the fuck he's doing, man. Yeah, hang out with me, man. I'll show you how to do it.
So I got to pick up my own then, huh?
You know, it had its day. The spandex did have its day. If you look at the old magazines, Jeff,
yeah.
Back, you know, like Flex and...
of course. And
back in the 90s and shit.
Oh, I know 90s. That.
Yeah, everybody fucking wore spandex.
No, even no, you're right, because there was a portion in like the early to, you know, to mid 90s even.
Well, I used to wear that was... I would probably look like a fucking homo today, but I used to wear the spandex pants with the woolly socks, tight woolly socks pushed down.
Right.
With your atomic fucking sneakers, man.
Right.
Remember those sneakers?
Yeah, they kind of look like wrestling sneakers, right? They're like flat footed and all that.
They were big, man. Everybody wore those fucking sneakers. You had to have big fucking sneakers, right?
Right.
And then
I used
to wear the big thick socks, push them down, right?
Oh, you used to fold them over the sneakers?
Yeah, you just push them down like.
Oh, that's right. No. You would like take like long tube socks and then just kind of crunch them down, right?
Yeah, right. You're like white. I used to wear white.
Yeah.
It was like a style. You know, that's what.
Of course. No, I know that. Yeah.
You know,
it's interesting.
And I tell you the truth. You know, when I was in the gym wearing that shit, you know, it felt good because you know it was tight. And, you know, I like tight stuff, man. You know, so when you wear, you know, doing leg presses or anything like that, and you got the spandex on, with that outfit on, it did something mentally. Like it kept you tight in the gym when you were training with the weights, you know. But for me, it did back then. You know what I mean? Like today, now I just wear fucking jeans and fucking work boots.
Right.
I get the same workout and everything. But I mean, like I said, that was a phase. You know, like we used to wear platinum everywhere, crazy wear, you know,
of course.
Irish platinum out of a
phone line. Yeah, but he actually still has it. I mean, well, at least in the last couple of years, he still had it. I bought stuff from Crazy Wear because not the crazy looking stuff that like had all like, you know, the designs or whatever. But he actually came out with a more modern line that's a lot more subdued. Like they look like regular gym pants, but you know they're really comfortable and like they do keep you kind of like, you know, dry or whatever. But no, I mean, you know, you needed room to work out, and especially when you do squats and stuff like that, you know.
Then we used to wear, the baggy sweat pants, the platinum everywhere they were called, right? Like, well, crazy wear too. But we used to wear the same thing. You know, we used to tuck the fucking the sweatpants in the socks, right? With the socks pushed out with the atomic sneakers, right?
That's funny.
That's what we used to do, man. You know, it's, it was a different world back then when we used to
in the gym. Yeah.
A whole different ballgame.
I'm pretty sure that those Automix are still like available. Like if you go to eBay, I'm pretty sure you can find them.
Yeah, people still wear.
Oh yeah, they're still around.
Yeah, they are. Yeah,
yeah.
They're not the dealer, but you know, some people still wear them to the gym.
Yeah, I didn't even think they were around, but I mean, they were very, very popular back then. You know, everybody had the fucking sneakers. It was selling like crazy.
Yeah, even those, you know, those little pouches that, like, you guys used to wear, like, those little, I guess you used to call them fag pads. That.
Everybody wore them fucking, those belly bags. Everybody. You had them, like, you used to wear them on your hip. You used to wear them in the back of you, in the front of you, you know. I used to carry all my shit in there, man. Those things were great, because I used to have my fucking phone in there, my fucking money, my change, my car keys. I still see people, sometimes I come across people that still have, they still wear it, but not like back then, you know. Everybody had those things. I used to wear that thing on my shoulder, you know. When I went to fucking Japan.
Right.
I had everything in that fucking that belly pouch, man. I had my fucking passport, my money, my wallet. Everything was in that fucking. When I used to take a shower, I used to bring that fucking belly pouch in the fucking bathroom and hang it on the. I used to hang it on a towel hook right next to the shower because everything was in there, you know.
Right.
I mean, that's it was great. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know why that faded out because I thought that was instead of like, I mean, like today, what are you doing with your shit today?
Seriously, I just throw it in the locker and I just leave it there, to be honest. I mean, like I see a lot of people carry their cell phones and like, you know, the keys with them, but then they kind of leave them on the floor and they constantly lose them. So that's what I'm saying. I think
just tonight when I was coming home, I had my keys, my cell phone, I was dropping shit. You know, I had all, you know what I'm saying? Years ago, I used to put everything in that, you know, right away, everything went in that pouch, keys, cell phone, money, everything was right there, you know?
Right.
So, you didn't lose it because it was all in front of you there. It was a pretty good idea.
Yeah. Pete, when you go to the gym and you bring your stuff in, like, you know, what do you do with it? Do you carry it around with you or what?
You know, I usually actually just leave everything in my car except for my keys. I bring in and I just leave them in my pocket. That's usually what I do.
So you don't even bring anything to come in to work
out?
No,
I just come in with my keys. That's it.
See, I have to have the, you know, I have to have, you know, the spare shirt and I have to have, you know, like a couple of other things. Like I always carry around, you know, of course, the wrist straps and like, you know, the wraps and, you know, depending on what workout I do, I just throw it into a bag and always carry it with me, you know, this way in case I need it, I don't forget it. So, you know, it's interesting to me, like I wouldn't put it in a small bag and have it with me while I'm working out, but I always throw something into the locker room. You know, I think you saw the, you know, the bag that I bring. It's just a regular bag, you know, like a book bag.
Yeah, I don't even bring anything in though. I kind of like to just get in there, work out, and leave. You know.
Yeah, I don't think I see anyone bring anything into the gym anymore. But I gotta have it. I have to have the bag because it has my protein in there. It has some other stuff. You know.
Mm-hmm.
See, I still see people bringing shit in the gym. I still see, you know, keys, cell phone. They leave it on the windowsills. Yeah.
Right, constantly. And that's why people keep losing their shit, because they bring them, you know, like the cell phone thing pisses me off. I mean, like, I understand you have to have it, but, you know, like, just looking at it when nothing's going on. I mean, clearly the phone's not ringing and no one's calling them. It's just, you know, they have to text, you know, they have to check out to see who's contacting them.
I'll bring my cell phone in the gym, but I mean, I'll put it on. I lay it on a bench that nobody's off, my keys, you know, whatever else I got on. I mean, I put it all on the bench. But it's a pain in the ass because I got like 3-4 items laying on the fucking bench while I'm working out.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I said years ago, we used to work out with the pouch on.
Sure. No, right. No, I know. I saw. Even in the video with you and Dave, I think he's actually wearing one of those pouches, to be honest.
Dave was wearing one, right?
Yeah, for sure. Every bodybuilder did it, you know? I think I saw a Flex Willard video with him on it.
I understand, you know, Dave wearing it because, you know, he had to keep all his money in there, you know?
All his money? Wait, hold on. He used to carry around a stash of money?
Oh, always, yeah. Dave always had a roll on him, man. You know?
Really? I didn't know that. Yeah.
That's why he had that belly bag.
What else did he have in the bag?
Who the hell knows?
Wow, this is interesting. I had no idea that he carries around a wad with him to, like, you know, the gym or whatever.
I think he actually had the extra wide model. It was there were different types, you know. Some came with the extra pouches on the side, so, you know.
Right. So he had little baby pouches sticking out of the main one.
He had all that, you know, Dave had all those compartments going on, you know.
I see. All right. Something for everything that he has.
Yeah. But anyway,
unbelievable.
Like I said, that was the thing, you know.
Yeah.
I tell you the truth, though, man. Back in the day, Jeff, when I was Marina Del Rey, I did a photo shoot, and when I shot that cover in 92 with the dumbbells.
Right.
I shot that out in California, right? I was in this gym out there. Yeah, but it had a bar and a pool out back.
The gym had a bar and a pool?
Yeah, man. So I did this whole photo shoot all day with Mitsuru Okabe. It was a photography.
Mitsuru, yes.
Yeah, he just came over from Japan, actually, when I was shooting.
Okabe.
But big long story short, we did the whole photo shoot all day. I was lifting every fucking thing, you know, in the gym. And at the end of the day, I said, fuck it, let me go in the back, check it out. So I went in the back, and there's these people floating around the pool with drinks. They had like a tiki bar there. I mean, it was a beautiful day. It was sunny. I was like, this is fucking great, man. I went over to the fucking bar. So I fucking ordered a drink.
That's right? Crazy.
I got on the fucking raft. I was floating in the pool. I'm telling you, man, it was the shit, man. It was really great.
See, now they should have something like this now instead of this Planet Fatness shit that they got going on. It's like they you know, instead of walking into the gym and having fucking pizza and like all these garbage that like they have in the front, you know, like Planet Fitness does that, Jimmy, in certain locations. Like you'll walk in and there'll be like fast food there for these like fat pigs who kind of go in there and, you know, you think you're getting a workout in, and, you know, I guess you're getting some level of workout, but what's the point of going in and doing cardio and lifting weights if you're going to destroy what you just did by shoving all this junk into you? I think they should have a gym that, you know, you walk in and then you get to relax on the side, not just the protein, but a fucking, you know, like a pool outside. Like make it an experience that's actually going to be conducive to what you just did. Like, okay, you know, you just had a great workout, now go show off your body in the back, you know?
That's kind of like what I did, because it was, I wish I could remember the name of the gym, man, but it was the coolest fucking gym. The gym was like part of the gym was outdoors, and it had like this, this net mesh covering, like, you know, so it really, you know, you were outside, but you're really, you're like in a screened in room, like a sunroom, like kind of, right? That's how it was. So the sun came in, but it really wasn't beating you up. And so you could train with the natural light, you know, from the sun, because you were in this big, giant, screened-in fucking room, right? And then it had, like, a regular gym. You know, part of it was a regular gym. And then you go out the back doors. That's where they had also the pool was all screened in, too. So it had, like, a giant fucking pool, lounge chairs all around. Part of it wasn't screened, so you can get sun. And then they had the fucking bar there, the tiki bar, where you ordered the drinks and you fucking just float in the pool with a fucking cocktail. It was fucking great, man. I loved it. I was in heaven over there. I was there all fucking day. I was there from 10 in the morning to fucking 9 at night.
Pete, would you pay for a membership for like a gym like that had like a bar and a pool in the back?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think that's actually a good idea, you know, because too many people come to the gym now just, you know, basically just to socialize. You know, you get those same people that are in there for like hours just standing around talking, you know. So it's like, it'd be cool if it had something separate for people like that afterwards. You know, you come to the gym, you work out, then you want to go hang out in the pool in the back. You know, that's cool.
Right, right. You know, you get all of the talkers outside instead of inside while you're trying to fucking train. Yeah, you know, and they should, I'm being serious about this, Jimmy, and they should put a DJ in the back and just kind of isolate it off, because as it stands right now, my biggest pet peeve, and, you know, I don't mind, you know, classes inside the gym and all that, but usually the classes have music blasting so fucking loud that I can't concentrate on my workout, because you hear, I mean, it sounds like a nightclub is like right next door, but the problem is it happens during prime time. You know what I'm talking about, Pete? It's like they have like the Zumba classes and then they're blasting the fucking music like in the next room.
Yeah, they have a lot of those now, yeah.
What were you going to say, Jimmy?
No, Deer Park, the Gold's Gym in Deer Park has that. They have like a room upstairs. So if you're training in the gym like 4, 5, 6 o'clock, class is going on. I guess it gets hot up there, so she leaves the doors open.
Oh.
And she has the headset on, you know, with the with a PA. I guess she's got the...
Right.
You know, like a, so she's got the headset on, and they're doing spinning or whatever they're doing up there. And she's screaming, you know. Yeah, she's trying to motivate the people, of course, but... You hear that downstairs, loud as hell. You know, so
yeah, it's a bit of a problem.
It really does kind of interrupt your workout. But you're training and you hear this girl, come on, one more, come on, get it up there, let's go. You know, and you, I don't know, it's kind of like.
No, it's like a maniac ran in the gym and started fucking screaming his head off. The only problem is that it's being allowed because these are paying members who are trying to get a quote unquote workout in. And you know, you're over here like resting in between sets or in the middle of your set, and you hear some person who sounds like a lunatic trying to motivate you to do another rep, but you want to get the fuck out of there at that point.
Yeah, it just didn't mix. It didn't seem like there wasn't really harmony, like, you know, with that screaming stuff. And then, you know, plus they had the radio on downstairs too, like they had regular music playing. So
right, so then it mixes up.
Yeah, the music playing, she's screaming upstairs, and then they have their own music too up there. So
that's
besides
right.
her screaming and her music up there, they have the music downstairs. I don't know, it's kind of messy.
Yeah, you know? It's a clusterfuck, I know. You see, I wouldn't mind if they had something outdoors or something that was off to the side, you know, that had some sort of DJ playing stuff with like, you know, cocktails in the back. Plus, I think the gym would make a lot more money, to be honest. Like, after you're done training, why don't you hang out at, you know, the Jimmy's gym? You know, it'd be like Jimmy's Tiki Bar and Lounge in the back, you know?
Bro, they had food. They were serving food out there, too. It wasn't just drinks. So,
yeah.
I mean, you could hang out in the back, order food, or go up to the Tiki Bar and, you know, get a cocktail, and lay out in the lounge chairs or fucking floor around in a raft. You know, I mean, it was cool, man. That's what was back there. And it was totally cut off in the gym. It was a whole thing in the back.
You know, I wonder, because, you know, you never know who's really listening to the show, right? But I wonder how many people out there would be interested in this type of thing. But not only that, what if it would be the Bulls gym? You know, Jimmy the Bulls gym. And we open it out here in Long Island. You know, Jimmy, you know, you'd be, you know, the manager, and you'd be the guy whose namesake that, like, we would use. And I would play a role in it. Pete would play a role in it. Dave would, I'm sure, boss us around about it. But, I mean, you know, all of us could play, a role. And we could open up a gym that sounds just like this. Because I would be interested in running a gym like that. What are you, Jimmy?
Yeah, because you know what it is? It's you know, it's cool. It's kind of like a social club kind of, like, you know, gym. You know what I mean? So... I wouldn't make it like these other gyms. I'd make it a real, you know, real gym. This gym was like a real gym. It wasn't like
No, I want a real gym. Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't like LA Fitness or these other gyms. I never really been in it. I only was in the LA Fitness once in California when it first came out. I don't know what these other ones really look like, but I'm just supposing they look like big health clubs, you know. So
right.
I wouldn't want that. I want a real gym with like real equipment, you know, good equipment all over. You know, heavy dumbbells, good equipment. You know, where women could go too. You know, just good fucking equipment, you know?
Right.
Rubber floors, you know, good sound system. And then in the back, you could, you know, go in the back later on and with maybe an indoor pool, food, with a bar. You know, I think it would be very cool.
I think it would be a huge hit. If there's any investors out there who want to donate money to the Jimmy's Gym with Jimmy's Tiki Bar, actually it'll be Jimmy's Gym, and then in the back we'll have Pete Tiki's Bar. That's all. And we'll bounce it out that way. But Jimmy, we are running out of time. We are winding down. But I do want to give you the last word because the people have not heard from you. They've demanded it. A lot of positive. Again.
On your computer, I noticed like these, I don't know what the fuck it is. It looks like, when I come to the studio, you got these like two fucking, they look like radios or speakers or maybe two cars racing. And it could be a number of things.
You mean on my computer screen, right?
You got like a, what is that?
Okay, so I want you to keep describing it. So like it looks like two racing things, you said?
It could look like two cars racing next to each other.
Right.
My vision looks like maybe two, like headphones.
Right.
Or it could look like two handheld radios, like a boom box.
Do you want to like describe the colors? What you're seeing on the desktop? Also?
One is red,
right?
With white windows and a black stripe across the top. It looks like they're fucking peeling out. They got like fucking smoke coming out of the back wheels or something.
Right, right. That's right.
And the other one's blue. So you got a red one and then you got a blue one, and it's on a blue and a blue grid.
Right, a blue grid. Grid is a good word to use. Okay, grid. Right.
Well, that's what it looks like to me. It's a blue field.
No, you're right. No. You were right the first time. It's definitely called a grid. Yes.
Yeah. And then in the back, the grid, looks like it goes into the distance and there's like a horizon in the background. A blue horizon.
That's right. That's a very good description. So Pete, I am going to give you the opportunity to describe what you're seeing on my desktop. Yes. I don't want you to say if you know what it is, say it.
No, I have no idea what it is either, to be honest. I pretty much see exactly what Jimmy described, but
I want you to describe it in your own words.
Okay. Well, it looks like it doesn't really look like cars. It looks like it could be like a futuristic type of car that has like one big wheel in the front. That's what it kind of looks like. Mm-hmm. Like, but they look small. Like if they were like little remote control cars, but I do see something that looks like it has windows on the side and a black stripe going down the top. And one is red and one is blue. And it looks like they're peeling out a little bit too. So I see kind of smoke in the back, but it doesn't look like it's a real picture though. It looks, it looks like something from like a comic book.
Comic book, okay.
Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't look like a comic. It looks like something you would see on like, one of those computer games,
Yeah, yes. Like animated.
Very good. Jimmy, very good. No, hold on. Very good, very good. So I am going to keep giving you clues. You said grid and you said computer game. Very good. Right, and then Pete said it doesn't look realistic. It looks like it could be animated. Correct?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So grid, animated, and computer game, definitely three things that it definitely relates to. Anything else you want to describe about this picture, Pete?
It's got the blue. The background is blue, and it looks like whatever it's on looks blue with it's like a blue grid with white lines.
Right, a blue grid with white lines. Now,
it's a blue field.
It's a blue
with
field,
a white
correct.
Fine grid on the field. That's what it is.
Right. Now, I'm not going to tell you guys on air what it is, but I will tell you off air, right? If anyone could guess what these guys just described, okay, then I'll get you a free RX Muscle T-shirt, okay? But is this thing
actually something?
Yes, it is. It actually represents something. One of my most favorite things. So and there are a lot of fans of this particular.
I think I know
picture.
What this is actually.
You'll tell me off air because
I'll tell you
off
air. But I think I know what it is.
I am going to give someone an opportunity, Jimmy, to win an RX Muscle T-shirt. So if anyone can describe what this picture is.
While you're at it, give him an RX Muscle T-shirt and then give him a can of fucking Species Protein too. I said I'll throw a pair of my fucking straps in there too.
Oh really?
Yeah.
All you got to do is listen back to the show. Listen to Jimmy the Bull's description. Listen to Pete the Intern's description. They're describing something that I have on my desktop. Listen to the clues that I gave you, okay? You're going to get three things for guessing this. Number one, an RX Muscle t-shirt. Just give me a size. Number two, a two-pound bottle of isolized protein in your favorite flavor donated by Jimmy the Bull. Number three, you're going to get a very limited edition of Jimmy the Bull's lifting straps, which, trust me, I use. They're awesome. They work. They will never break on you.
And I'm gonna sign the fucking can.
And you will get a Jimmy the Bull autograph can of isolize, as he calls it. hopefully someone has to get this, Jimmy. But you know what? We are way over the limit. I gotta end the show. Jimmy the Bull, thank you for coming back. Pete the Intern, thank you for contributing at least 10 words. I'm Jeff the Producer, filling in for Dave Palumbo. This is After Hours with the Whack Pack. See you next time.
You've been listening to After Hours exclusively on RXMuscle.com with your host, Jeff the Producer. Be sure to visit RXMuscle.com for all of our great radio programming.